In this country, new forensic techniques are making it easier to detect bruises on people with darker skin. This might help victims of assault and domestic violence find justice. Here's NPR's Carrie Johnson.
Catherine Scafidi worked as a forensic nurse for 8 years. She noticed something about survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence with black or brown skin. It was hard to see their injuries.
Bruises tell us a lot about what has happened to a particular patient who's experienced violence. And unfortunately, if I can't see the bruise clearly, it really limits my ability of what to document and what to report in the medical record.
That medical record often becomes evidence for criminal investigators. Scafidi and her team at George Mason University found that blue or purple light is much better at detecting bruises on those patients. The Justice Department is praising the work as a model of inclusive research. Nancy Levine directs the National Institute of Justice, which funded the study.
I think this speaks to the embedded racial disparities in a lot of the research we do to date, that all of these methodologies that were so traditional were developed to identify bruises on white skin.
The research continues. Scafidi is now developing a set of guidelines for forensic nurses to use. Nancy Downing's a professor of forensic nursing at Texas A&M University.
It's really important to me that we are not promoting something to be used without people understanding how to use it correctly.
Downing says juries want to see evidence of injuries, but she says there need to be scientifically validated standards for using these technologies to help prevent wrongful convictions. Chris Fabricant agrees. Fabricant's a lawyer at the Innocence Project. He welcomes rigorous testing of some of these methods and says it's important to develop objective standards for evaluating bruises.
The use on the front end of unreliable or untested forensic evidence to secure convictions makes it really almost impossible to undo miscarriages of justice unless you have conclusive DNA.
Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.